Well, we've all been there. You're cleaning out either your apartment, house, or family member's home, and you come across this great find. It's been years since you've seen it. Well, it happened to Baltimore's resident humorist, Michelle Wojo Wojciechowski, but it was almost an uh-oh moment. Hi, Wojo. Explain what you found and how you're going to deal with it.
Well, I was cleaning out my late mother's home, and I found in a cabinet an overdue library book, which in and of itself doesn't seem like a bad thing. However, this was a library book I had gotten out 34 years ago.
34 years ago?
Yes.
I can only imagine what the late fee is going to be.
Actually, we've figured out approximately based on, well, the Baltimore City Library System has a cap now, which means that for an adult cardholder, the most you will pay for an overdue library book is $6.
Lucky for
you. So that's awesome. Because my accountant husband, when I found this book, started figuring out how much, you know, it would be. And I really was freaking out. But since I just have to pay the $6, I'm not freaking out. And based on the 20 cents a day, this book was out for approximately 12,436 days overdue. And the cost of the fine would have been about $2,487.20.
Well, that would help the Baltimore City budget tremendously.
It would not help my budget, though.
What was the title of the book? Was it your read originally?
It was a book I had gotten out. Well, since I'm only 29, I must have gotten it out in a past life.
Right, yeah, whatever.
It was Mary Shelley's Frankenstein, adapted and illustrated by Alice and Joel Schick. And I remember I was the first person to get the book out. It was brand new.
So how did it end up in the cabinet above the refrigerator and not back at the library?
Well, at the time when I got this out, which was in the early 80s, it was 1981, while the library system had, they used to run those data cards through machines to check out books, they kept track at the time of hardback, but at least at the Highlandtown branch, they did not keep track of paperbacks in the same way. And this is a paperback book, so I guess it was more of an honor system, because I never, obviously, if I had gotten a notice, I would have taken the book back. Well, My mom would have yelled at me, and I would have taken the book back.
Well, they should have known that a comedian-to-be has no honor, right?
I love you too, John.
So what's your plan here? What's going to happen?
Well, today at 10:30 in the morning, I am taking this book back to the Southeast Anchor branch of the Pratt Library, which has replaced now the Highlandtown branch. And I'm going to give it back to the branch manager, pay my $6.
Now, you got to feel guilty. You got to do something more than that.
Well, I am. I've written a humor book. You talked to me about that years ago.
Sure.
Called Next Time I Move, They'll Carry Me Out in a Box, and it won a national award. So what I thought would be at least some kind of mea culpa is to donate copies of that book to each branch of the Baltimore City Pratt Library System.
Here you turned an overdue library book with thousands of dollars in fines into promoting your book. Sounds like a good PR move to me.
Well, trust me, that was not my original intent. My original intent was to panic and hide, and I even thought, before I found out there was a cap on it, I said to my husband, oh my God, if this is going to be thousands of dollars, we don't have thousands of dollars, what are we going to do? I said, but I can't keep the book. Should I sneak up at night and put it into the slot, you know, the overnight slot? But I was raised Catholic, so I felt too guilty about doing that.
Yeah, but deep down, you know, you maybe thought about it. Hey, look what I found out in the alley.
Now, see, that would have been good. That would have been a smart thing, but it's time the Pratt gets their book back, so perhaps, and it's in really good condition, believe it or not, so I think because it was somehow picked up and put in this paperwork in the cabinet over my mom's refrigerator.
There you go, a lesson for all of us to be learned. All right, Michelle, well, you have fun today at the library. Michelle Wojciechowski, Wojo, thanks for joining us on WBAL News Radio 1090.
Thank you so much.